Joining us right now is Jim Swift. Jim is the deputy online editor of the Weekly Standard. Jim, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're so glad to have you. So, I just want you to know the bar's a little high. I might have oversold you. I said you had a crystal ball and you could tell us everything that was going to happen in 2018 politically, so I could plan accordingly.
Well, we have, if you go to our Weekly Standard website, we have many people with conflicting crystal balls. So it's certainly an interesting place.
So I'm going to just take a stab here and say,
okay,
those who are never Trumpers or are Democrats, the world is going to end. So run up your credit cards, because the world is going to end in 2018 or Trump will be impeached. Those who are Trump supporters, right, say that it's going to be better than ever and the stock market's going to continue climbing and unicorns are going to come back and so will gumdrop trees.
I think those are pretty fair goalposts.
Okay.
I think most people tend to I would say more pragmatic political observers tend to be in the middle. I mean, despite the economy doing really well, there's a lot of headwinds for Republicans, and we should have an ordinary political year. 2018 would be probably to the Republicans' advantage, I'm not exactly sure that's going to be the case. On our predictions page, we've had today was sports, yesterday was politics. I think the Republicans will probably keep both the House and the Senate, but we're gonna lose seats. Others, like my boss, Bill Kristol, who's a little bit more pessimistic, thinks the Republicans will lose the majority. So we'll see.
Well,
he's more in the never Trump spectrum than I am.
I mean, historically, Jim, isn't it true that usually the political party that controls the White House in the first midterms after, they often lose seats? Isn't that what's happened historically for many years?
Yes. It's definitely not something new.
So the question, I think, is the tax plan is supposed to really jumpstart the economy. I mean, yeah, the stock market's been doing well, but supposedly the tax bill will jump us, folks are predicting, into like 3 to 4% growth rate. Do you think that might offset the political losses for the Republicans? And will that get going fast enough to affect the November elections?
Before I joined the lucrative world of print journalism, I worked on the Hill as an economic policy staffer, and I worked on tax reform. I worked for members of the Finance Committee and Ways and Means Committee for a number of years, and I have been surprised to see a lot of the response from corporations already. I mean, stock buybacks and things, Democrats are loving to kind of bash that. It's going to happen. I mean, it's businesses are going to respond in different ways, but the number of companies that specifically cited tax reform to give their employees bonuses, and not just the ones you saw, on Fox News or on the right-leaning media or even the financial media. I mean, people like my friends in Atlanta, Georgia, who work for small companies, they're posting screenshots on Instagram and all these other sorts of things. Granted, my friend in Atlanta, Georgia, is a big Trump fan, so he didn't need any convincing. I think, to your point, Hans, the tax reform plan will probably help Republicans in some moderate districts. There's just, I think, some sort of districts where I think they're probably, we're going to, it's not like Roy Moore level anti-Trump furor, but I think it will definitely help in some districts, and it will probably help keep some skeptical Republicans on board. So I think that the implementation of tax reform is the withholding starts kicking in, and we're seeing businesses make growth-oriented decisions, can definitely help.
Where do you see the president's agenda going in 2018? We had discussed yesterday infrastructure versus welfare reform, entitlement reform. Do you see either one of those things on the agenda?
Well, I mean, the joke has been, that it's been infrastructure week every week since like last May. 2018, my colleague Mike Warren, our White House writer, says that his sources think that Trump's going to, really hit big on infrastructure. And, you see with the train crash out in Washington, that wasn't as much infrastructure as it was bad governmental planning. But I don't see entitlement reform out there, and that's because, you know, Trump has not really shown too much of an interest in it. Paul Ryan, of course, that's been a lifelong interest of his, and, you know, said that in an interview with our editor, Steve Hayes. And then, you know, like a day later, Mitch McConnell, in his trademark kind of droll, goes, I'm not going to do entitlement reform, you know. And so I think it'd be really hard to get through the Senate. So I think infrastructure is probably something that Trump will want to do because Democrats will want to get on board with it. And Trump likes winning. And, you know, what better way to win than to get Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi on your side and a lot of Republicans and you know, pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Well, speaking of Paul Ryan, you got any predictions on who the Speaker of the House will be after the November elections next year?
You know, Bill, Crystal does not think that Paul Ryan's going to run, and that was one of his predictions. I don't think that that means that Paul Nehlen is going to win in that district, because that guy's a little nutty. You know, I mean, it's being speaker, just like being a majority leader or minority leader, is a relatively thankless job. I mean, yes, you get a security detail, but you get maybe like $20,000 more a year for a lot more work than just being some, you know, you could be a backbencher member or just a committee chair. And I think that we're probably seeing, and Ryan, let's not forget, Ryan didn't really want the job in the first place. So, I think Ryan probably, if we got tax reform and he'll push for something else, but I could see him not running. So
very quickly in 10 seconds, I just want to know what the winning lottery numbers will be coming up.
They're all going to be prime numbers.
All right. Fine, Jim. Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciated you having us. Have a wonderful new year.
You too.
That's Jim Swift, Deputy Online Editor of the Weekly Standard.